start it up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd.
Don't you know, well,
Space City Nerd.
That's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore.
Got that.
Chip tune.
Got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures.
Got that.
Board games.
Got that.
TV shows and video games. Yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Hello there, and welcome to the 83rd edition of the Space City Nerd Podcast. As always, I'm Jesus. Along with me tonight, I have Sean.
Hi.
Welcome back, Sean. And also Ryan.
Hello, internets.
It's good to be back, Jesus.
Yeah, sounds, you know. Are we doing Johnny Carson there?
No, are you Johnny Carson? Am I Enigman?
Am I?
Are we but McMahon?
Oh, man. So we want to start off the show with a huge announcement. I know Comic-Palooza is coming up, and everybody's like, I want to go and stuff, and do I buy my ticket now or do I buy my ticket later? Well, you have a chance to get your ticket now. We do have a promo code. It's Nerds Unite 2015. Houston Nerds Unite, sorry, 2015, all one word, that you can put as you purchase your stuff. Or... you can also enter our giveaway for the for a 4-pack of 4-day passes.
A giveaway, go on.
Yes, Sean, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to enter.
Okay, I won't enter, but my brother.
I'm sorry, Bob, but friends and family of the Space City Nerd Podcast cannot enter.
Dang it! So my
He's
friend
dead to me anyway.
So my friend Brian can't join.
Brian Dayari?
Yeah, him. Yeah, him.
My twin sister, Shaniqua.
No, so we're going to put a post up that'll give you all the information that you need to enter this giveaway. And I think the deadline is going to be May 10th. So you guys got a couple of days to get everything in and settled. Once again, that's a 4-pack of passes for Comic-Palooza for the entire 4 days. You know, they've got some great guests coming through. They just announced Summer Glau. I don't watch TV, so I don't know who that is.
You don't like Knights of Bad Aston, but I really did like it, and she was awesome.
I didn't like that movie. So
she was awesome.
I thought she was great from that episode of The Big Bang Theory.
She was in The Big Bang Theory?
I don't know.
I know. You don't watch Big Bang Theory. Sorry, Sheldon.
So yeah, we're going to be doing that ticket giveaway. So pay attention to to both our Twitter and Facebook, just to make sure that you guys get in on it and you like leave those other people that don't listen to the podcast wondering what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Houston Nerds Unite 2015, right?
Correct. That's for shaving a couple of dollars off the badge if you need it now and you don't want to risk it. But if
you
not,
you want that badge because Summer Glau,
you want that badge bad.
I want that badge because I don't know why, but I really want to go see Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yeah, Million Dollar Man.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to bring his belt.
I wonder if he's going to wear
a green suit made of money, you know? Or throws money at us. That'd be awesome.
Sean, yeah. Did you say that you wonder if he's going to buy you?
Yeah. Yes, like, that's what he does. Like,
yeah, because everybody...
He takes the small people and then makes them do embarrassing things for money, and I would totally do embarrassing things for money.
You know how you pay to get autographed and stuff? Would you pay for him to buy you?
Would I pay for him to buy me? Am I getting the money? Who's getting the money?
Wait, would you pay for him? That doesn't work.
Yeah, that's like economics.
Like, would I pay for him to pretend to buy me?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Like 20 bucks.
20 bucks? And he would like just throw like Monopoly money in my face and call me scum? Okay.
he can give you like a chance to record it like on your cell phone or whatever.
Yeah, and then I could like elbow Virgil out of the way whenever I see him and be like, sorry man, this is my table now.
And then he'll just be sad as always.
Sad Virgil. Yeah.
Yeah, if we're talking about Virgil, the wrestler. Right before, it was really cool to have wrestlers at cons and things. Mm-hmm. Virgil was at a con every weekend. And so it's like, why do you mix wrestling with comic books and stuff? And so you'd have Virgil sad in the corner, like every convention.
No.
There's actually a blog dedicated to sad Virgil.
He's waiting for the NWO to come back. But that dream is too sweet.
Oh, Lord. That was wrestling humor, folks. So, moving along. Remember, check out the Facebook for the Comic Palooza giveaway. And I know, Ryan, you have very strong feelings about this. You know, it's a very, very dark time in your life. Sean and I really don't care about it, but go ahead.
So Silent Hills got canceled. We kind of saw it coming, especially with the departure of Hideo Kojima. I'm actually more worried about Konami as a whole, because that no more Castlevania, there goes my Suikoden dream, or Bomberman. But the thing is, like, when PT came...
I think you just listed a lot of good reasons why Konami is in trouble.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I didn't play the latest Castlevania because I think it was Floors of Shadows. Whatever. But the whole, like, Aria of Sorrow and Symphony of the Night, all the Game Boy DS and the Game Boy Advance one were fantastic. But, so many y'all know Kojima is no longer with Konami. Think that, so Kojima was attached to Silent Hills when they announced it, not too long ago. And then Norman Reedus and Guillermo del Toro were attached to it. That's awesome. That's a kick in the pants that freaking Silent Hill needs to kind of be back and relevant again. They need what Resident Evil 4 did to Resident Evil, that kick in the pants and kind of changing everything. But now that Kojima's gone, Guillermo del Toro and Norman Reedus was like, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. But Konami is still making more Silent Hills. That's what it said. So,
just not the Silent Hills that you really wanted.
Yeah, that we really wanted, with great talent behind it. So I'm super sad, and we're just probably going to get like the crappy games that we've been having again, like Shattered, that thing on the Vita where it was like, yeah, Diablo, but Silent Hill. It was really crappy.
See, my theory is... down too. My theory is essentially Silent Hill is the Sonic the Hedgehog of horror games.
It became...
And so it kind of has that, yes, sort of just like everyone gets whipped up and they're like, oh man, that next Silent Hill is going to be a good one. And then, you know, internal development issues kind of make it, you know, not
Shattered
so much.
Memories wasn't that bad. The one for the Wii, the combat sucked, but I like the story.
I like Shattered Memories. I thought that one was really good because, like, it was actually, like, the least Silent Hill game of anything. Like, there was no combat. You literally just pointed your flashlight at things. Yeah. It was like Waggle the Wii Remote.
Yeah, but you know, don't be too sad. You lose Silent Hill, but you get Five Nights at Freddy number 4.
Yes. Five Nights at Freddy. Is that when was the first Five Nights at Freddy's? Was it, like, a year ago?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm, they made 4 games in 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's making money. That guy's probably a millionaire now, or surpassing a millionaire. Well, more power to him.
Well, I think Sony Pictures was the one that is going to be working on a Five Nights at Freddy film.
Oh, God.
How do you feel about that? That isn't even going to be good.
It's a jump. It's just a jump scare simulator. That's all the game is.
It is. And it's going to be a jump scare this movie.
Yeah, you just stare at the computer screen until something jumps out at you. Like, I don't understand it.
You know what made it so famous?
What up?
Dumb streamers like PewDiePie and Markiplier that can yell at it.
Well, yeah, that's speaking of millionaires, that's how they made their money too, is screaming at it. I can't even talk that much while playing a video game. I gotta concentrate on the game. So there's some talent to doing that, I guess.
Hey, if you had ad revenue, you could get very good at that very fast.
Yeah. What's PewDiePie worth? Like What is he bought?
$10 million?
I thought he was bought out by like $500 million. His studio.
Oh yeah, his studio got more like $50 million.
Man, he's got that Disney money.
He's rolling on Disney money.
Why are we doing this dumb podcast if we can get bought out by Disney for yelling?
Because apparently you get drunk and yell at the wrong games.
We play good games, that's why.
I know, you need to stop playing Orion Dragon Horde and get into a Minecraft server.
I played like Sunless Sea, and I was like, you can't really talk during Sunless Sea. It's like, my boat is sailing, and it's really lonely. It's a really good game, but yeah, I can't really make commentaries at it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that one that we were playing that one night where it has that that text to voice engine on it.
Oh, is that the Moonbase Alpha?
No, it was a boat one. I forget what it's called right now. Rex was playing it with us. Well, Rex told us to get it because it's free and stuff. And apparently, we were in a lobby and I convinced everyone that I was a Russian.
Oh.
No, it wasn't that. Something.
Because Sunless Sea is about it's like Lovecraft steampunk. I'm not really into steampunk, but I like Lovecraft, and it's like FTL but Lovecraft.
It's like SimCity but Lovecraft.
Yeah, you're a boat, and
it's like Wind Waker but Lovecraft.
Wait, you're a boat?
No, you're not a boat. You're a captain of a boat.
Oh, you said you're a boat.
Okay, I'm a boat, but no, you're a captain on a boat of a boat, and you can go crazy with madness in the Sunless Sea.
Yeah, well, you know, we've kind of gone off on a tangent there, but
sorry, I'm the son of a Silent Hill, and I'm playing other games.
Technically, Captain believes he is the boat because he does go down with the ship.
Yes, that's true.
Because he's stupid.
Well, that's what the Titanic guy did.
Yeah, a lot of people went down with that ship.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
Yeah, man, that movie just came out like 10 years ago. Man, can't believe you, like, I mean, it's one of the greatest movies, you know, and they had like a really storyline, love story, and you're over here making fun of it.
Thing over the edge of the boat, and it was all like, here you go, this could feed a village in Africa, but I'm going to throw it into the ocean.
Wow. So, I don't know. Like, Konami removed themselves off of the New York Stock Exchange, right?
Yeah, they did that too. So that doesn't bode well for them. I don't know what that means. We still don't know what that means as of right now. But
you know what it means. What so, my parents go to the casino a lot, right?
Okay.
And yep. I've gone with them a couple of times.
Okay.
The coolest slot machines with like all the noise and bells and whistles are made by Konami.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
so Konami's got their steady business practices.
Yeah, and I mean, in Japan they make they make Keno machines, they make slot machines.
Yeah.
Over here they sell all the slot machines. Those things are money for them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they're just tired of video games and it's like, we're just gonna go cater to the casinos now.
Maybe they just want to be a private company.
Maybe your next Silent Hill game will be a slot machine.
Yeah. I'm going to sit there, pull the lever. This is your personal hell. Feel guilt.
No, you get a... What was the name of the ghost in PT?
Oh, Lisa.
You get... Every time you press the lever, like, Lisa pops out.
Horrible. Someone needs to do... Well, so many people will die, though, if you make, like, a jump scare slot machine.
Since especially, like, casinos are filled with old people.
Exactly.
Like, oh my god!
Oh, please, Konami, please make a jump scare slot machine. That'd be so awesome.
We need to pitch this to one of those Brazilian prank shows.
Oh yeah! Five Nights at Freddy guy, please let's help you make your slot machine dream come true.
You hit a jackpot and just start screaming. And just...
Yes. You won, but at what cost?
No, it's got...
It turns out all the lights in the casino.
It's got, like, those, like, sensory chairs with, like, the speakers right by your ears and stuff.
Oh, that'd be so creepy.
You'd get, play like, it, though. You get, like, one reel still spinning and, like, kids, like, whispering in your ears.
And when it stops, it screams at you.
Somewhere there's the sound of a child crying.
Oh man, now I'm not so scared for the future of Konami if that's what they're gonna do. Like, awesome slot machines.
Man, the casino near you, Silent Hill, the slot machine.
Exactly. Just do an entire casino themed after that.
Match three Lisas and get screamed at and win big money.
Nice. So moving along, we've mentioned action figures before here on the show, and I think was it 2 days ago or yesterday, I realized I was Sean and Ryan's crack dealer.
Hey,
it's true.
I mean,
you're feet on the street.
Yeah, and you know it. Yeah, you got your ear on the you got your feet on the street. You got the ear, your ear on the street. You know what's going on.
He's making our sets complete.
Yes. We are very lucky to have you, because I'll be like, I don't know where to get Spider-Woman no more.
So, Marvel Legends are coming out. Of course, collectors are going crazy over, like, the one per case stuff, mm-hmm. especially with, you know, Daredevil being on Netflix, the latest Spider-Man wave released, Daredevil.
And actually, Daredevil was one of the few things I got without your help. I still need your help, but I found out at Toys at a Target, and I was like, "Oh yes, I'm gonna pick this up."
Well, I got a Daredevil for Sean.
Yes. Oh, nice!
And then both of you guys wanted Spider-Man 2099, so I picked that up for you guys.
Oh yeah, because I need to complete my set, because I pretty much have everyone except for 2099 and Spider-Woman. Might as well get the other two to get Hobgoblin.
It's like, well, you're always at all these places, and it's like one of these days, it's like you just need to have like a Family Circus style panel where it's just like, where did Jesus go today? It's just like the little dotted line all over southern Houston.
Target, Toys R Us, and stuff. Well, I just get lucky, though. Like, I show up at these places, and action figures are there, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I need you to find something else for me. Do you, that three-pack with Ms. Marvel?
Or,
is that still around?
If you can find it, it went down from like 50 to 20 bucks.
Okay, because I want that. And like, no, I want, because here's also the thing. I live in the city, and shit goes away really fast when you're living in the city. Yeah. And like, I know, I always make fun of you, like, oh, you're on the boonies. But that's where the people, no one gets stuff from the boonies.
It's like, you know the other collectors by their first name.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You see fat, you know, sweatpants Bob walking into the Toys R Us, and you're just like, oh god, I have to beat him to the door.
No, it's pretty bad out here, though, like the scalping, too.
Really? Mm.
Yeah, you do have to, like, get up and like, beat people. I mean, the Toys R Us down here has a line whenever it opens.
Yeesh.
Yeah, so it's tough being your crack dealer, but I guess I'll take it. Except hey, Ryan.
What's up?
I got like three figures coming in from Japan for you, so.
Oh, yes.
Imported crack.
Yeah, pretty much crack, yeah. And then also, for y'all who don't know, Jesus does order it for us, and then we PayPal him when it comes in.
Yeah, he shows up at our houses at like, you know, 2 a.m, like knocking on the door. He's like, hey, man, I got a special deal for you.
I've spaced my cart on
Amy, you know, I get your free shipping, dog.
Or we go to his door and be like, hey, man, you got any more of those Marvel Legends?
I can't convert the yen, man. Can you help me out?
Okay. You're making fun of that, but yeah, you do know that, though. You were like, all right, this cost this much in yen. I'm like, all right, I need a tuxedo mask to complete my set. Sorry.
Yeah, takes a while, you know, to get this good.
No, wait. What for people who are not as lucky as us to have you, what tips do you have for other guys to kind of help bolster your toy collection?
Don't buy Pop Heroes. I hate Pop Heroes. You guys know that. So
I know that. Okay. But for real though, kind of like where should they look out? Should they go on Toy Board and 4chan and go check on kind of what forums or kind of?
Well, no, like I don't go to any forums or anything. I just, when I see people start like getting like new legends, I'm like, okay, I gotta go to Target and hope that they're there. That's really my only technique. Unless someone,
if you don't have your innate luck ability, if you weren't long shot of the toy collecting business,
you're the long shot of toy collection.
No, just keep an eye out for like on forums. Marvelous News does that. Toy Newsy, Toy Arc, they always have like they'll put like the DCPI codes for Target. Which makes you look really dumb going out there and like typing the buttons on the little price scanner to make sure to see if that they're in stock. If not, I'll go over and like I'll bug the stock guys. Like, do you have these?
Do you have this number? And you give me like a
I really didn't know about that. You know, the DCI number is punched into the little scanner things. Like, yeah. That's
well, you know,
it's like you act like you don't have like these tricks, but I mean that's a legit like.
But the really cool thing is
that's when a cheat.
When you give the stock number to the guys there, they prefer that rather than you like, can I have these Marvel Legends if you have them? And then, you know, they're just going to bring you whatever's in the back if they have anything in the back or just tell you no. But if you give them No, what's up?
I said, speaking of Marvel Legends, man, I know two – I already told you. I'm like, I need to get boxes for these – for the next – for the Hulkbuster wave and the Rhino wave.
Don't worry, baby. I'll hook you up.
All right, man.
He's got us, man. He's got us.
I know. I'm just saying. It's like
he's got to keep paid.
Not only is like the Rhino. Well, I'm not too interested in building the Rhino, but the figures for him is really, really awesome. And also Hulkbuster. How can you not have Hulkbuster?
Yeah, we're finally getting a J. Jonah Jameson figure.
Oh God.
But no. I mean, it's like if there's something that you're really after, let's say like Masterpiece Transformers.
Those contact us on Facebook.
Hey, please email Jesus at toycrack.com. I'll middleman one. No. Like those things are usually Toys R Us exclusive. And that's the other thing. You have to find the exclusivity of each store. You have to find out so much crap. It's a science, actually. Yeah, you're right. It's not luck. It's science. Yeah.
Also, like when the movie comes out, that's when they start going on price, right?
No, they're going up right now, but like with like Masterpiece Transformers, man, I've gone to a Toys R Us right before it opens because I was conveniently around there, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna swing by, and there is a mass of Transformers fans out there looking for like one of those masterpieces, and those guys fight tooth and nail for it. It's so scary.
Really. I mean, I like Transformers, but I'm glad I didn't get into that thing. But
like in the last couple of years, the Optimus Prime came out with like a really nice like Masterpiece Edition. I was hanging around shopping. I think it was like at 3 p.m. or something on a Saturday. I looked up and found those. I was just like, I don't have an Optimus Prime in my collection. I need one of these. And then I find out that like every store only got one case of those.
Ooh.
And so I'm like, I'm not even like the huge Transformer fan. I got
this. You just got that's an investment already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
When I grabbed Daredevil, some guy walked around the corner and he saw me holding it and he kind of gave me a stink eye.
I've had that before. I've had people follow me. Like if I just grab a bunch of Marvel Legends and throw them in my basket because I'm gonna buy them all. I've had like people come up and ask me, like, hey, are you going to leave any of those? And I'm like, nope. You sure? Like, they'll follow me and check if like I drop anything off. It's toy fans are weird.
Like, it's in my cart, dude. I'm going to go over and get some like, frozen pizzas and some paper towels. I'm going to go get out of here.
You can stash it in the linen section.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes there's things called stashing. So check behind figures. You might find like gems in the back.
Or but, check behind like fabric stuff because maybe they hide it there.
Well,
I always like the times that I found something like hidden in like a weird place and I like grab it and I'm just like, I'm going to buy this just to ruin someone's day.
I put all my like when I stash figures, if I have to, because I'm like, man, I don't know if like one of my junkies are going to want this. And so I go and I hide it in the feminine product section.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the neckbeards are too scared to go around there.
I remember one time you had found like a Carnage and a Black Cat at a Walmart, and then when I asked you where it was like down there, like the, it was behind like a tricycle. So there I was in the section like moving out all these tricycles trying to find.
Great, I wish I could see that. You'd be like, Jesus on the phone. Yo, man, I can't even, where'd you put them? It's not behind the tampons, is it? if people don't know, because this is a podcast, I had my hand up like a telephone.
You needed the narrative descriptor from Daredevil. Oh. Ryan puts his hand up to his ear, pretending it's a telephone.
So, in conclusion, if you're looking for good figures or whatever, just don't buy Pop Heroes. That's all.
Or you can buy Pop Heroes because they're fun to collect.
No.
you buy them and you put them on a shelf and you're like, there.
Yeah. Buy Pop Heroes if you don't want to fight fat Transformers nerds at 10 o'clock at the Toys R Us door.
Buy Pop Heroes if you don't want to get creative with your figures and put them in wonderful poses. And, you know, right now my Spider-Man, my pizza man, he's got his like mask halfway undone and he's grabbing Black Cat's boobs with his hands. It looks so creepy. You can't do that with a Pop Hero.
See, that's the, when I was a kid, I loved playing with action figures, and like, and I didn't have a lot. I had some G.I. Joes, I had a Batman, I had a few Ninja Turtles. But now I'm an adult, I can play with them all I want. I know that sounds like I'm a man child, but I don't give a fuck.
Also, email me at Jesus@toycrack.com if you'd like to see a picture of Spider-Man grabbing Black Cat's boobs. So we're going to go for our first commercial break, and usually it's a song break. This time we're going to play a commercial. This is a commercial for Comic Palooza. Kyle Hebert recorded this. You may or may not recognize his voice. He is actually the voice of Ryu from Street Fighter.
I feel like since you told people it was a commercial beforehand, they might be inclined to fast forward it.
No, don't do that.
You gotta hear Ryu's voice, or he'll throw you in the face.
If not, we're just gonna play it over and over.
Okay.
Hadouken.
It'll replace our theme cast. Song. So, check this commercial. My lord. Sorry. Check this commercial out, and we'll be right back after that.
What are you doing on Memorial Day weekend? Well, forget that. Because Comic Palooza 2015 is almost here. At Comic Palooza, you'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. Hear super cool musical acts. Experience crazed cosplay events. Rowdy professional wrestlers. Raucous roller derby girls. Literally thousands of hours of programming and so much more. Celebrity guests appearing at Comic Palooza this year include Jeremy Renner, that's right, Hawkeye from the Avengers, stars of the hit Fox series Gotham, Star Trek's George Takei, oh my, the Fonz himself, Henry Winkler, ayy, comic book superstar Stan the Man Lee, and of course me, Kyle Hebert, that anime and video game voice actor guy. Follow Comic Palooza on social media, on Twitter, @ComicPalooza. Instagram @HoustonComicPalooza, and like us on Facebook to keep up with amazing guest announcements as they happen. Remember, Comic Palooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd to 25th. Get your passes today. Head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.
So that was the track Comic Palooza Convention by Comic Palooza Convention. You can find more information at comicpalooza.band. Oh, wait, they don't have a band camp. Comicpalooza.com. And that they're going to be in town on May 22nd through the 25th. Am I getting it wrong? No, I'm not. I'm right for once.
Where will they be playing?
Yeah, they're going to be playing at the George R. Brown Convention Center the whole weekend. So
4 days. Sure. That's
man, that's like a festival. Yeah. So
be sure to check them
that's
out.
That's Coachella.
That's why it's called Comic Palooza, like Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Jeez. So tonight we have with us for the second time Isaiah Broussard of Brass Comics. Hello, Isaiah.
How's it going?
And so last time we had you on here, we talked to you about Transletown.
Mm-hmm.
The first Kickstarter. What happened to that?
It was successful, and you know, many thanks to everyone who backed that.
Woo! Yes.
So, if any of you listeners backed it, congratulations! You guys made something happen. If you didn't, Isaiah has another opportunity for you to do something. So, Isaiah, are you continuing Transletown's adventures?
That's right. Currently crowdfunding a second volume of Transletown right now. And if you missed out on the first one, you can still get that on the current Kickstarter as well.
Nice. As a reward?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have like double the incentive then. And so for those of you that, you know, haven't heard about Transletown, can you, you know, give like an overrun of it?
Yeah, it's about Timmy, who's this kind of young, shy and awkward vampire boy, and his best friend, Alicia, who's this very plucky and adventurous slayer. And they go on adventures where they meet all kinds of wacky and wild and sometimes scary monsters.
Do you pick out of like, you know, different mythos to feature like different monsters there?
Yeah, I will sometimes say to myself like, okay, here's a story arc I want to do about this kind of monster, and then I kind of have to come up with my own rules because, you know, Transletown is this all ages story, so I can't really do, you know, anything really violent with it, or anything like that. And so
no sex demons.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Ryan.
Sorry.
Anyways, no succubi. So go ahead.
I have been trying to wrap my brain about how to make a succubus work in Transletown. One of these days, I introduce in one of the like little three panel gags in the webcomic, Timmy's father, who's the mayor, his assistant is a succubus, but that's more of just a visual gag. But I've been thinking about like, how would I ever make that actually work in the series? And I have been thinking about a boy band called Incubus.
All right. See, my answer to that was like so like juvenile. It's gonna be like, you know, he's got to eat candy, and then the succubus comes and sucks all the candy up at night. But
didn't the Powerpuff Girls had a succubus in one of the episodes?
I think it had something to do with the mayor, right? No, the Professor Utonium, yeah. Like, some lady was dating Professor Utonium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did it pretty well. I mean, yeah, she was trying to, like, seduce him and to get the girls out of the picture. I think that was the episode.
But that was really more about like the whole like, oh, she's trying to replace their mom or whatever kind of.
Yeah,
that was the subtext of that episode. And
not necessarily the subtext being, you know what a succubus is, right? You know.
Yeah.
Hey kids.
Hey kid, this is Morrigan.
Yeah.
So like, I enjoy like looking at like mythos from or like, I guess, creatures from different regions and stuff. What is one of your like most obscure things that you've, you know, gotten inspiration from?
Man, obscure. Like so far in Transletown, I've pretty much kept it pretty much traditional kind of monsters that you see. I think the most obscure I've got was trying to come up with a way to make the whole monster under the bed or inside the closet kind of thing work.
Oh, nice.
And that's going on currently in the webcomic right now. There's a story about, and I call them creepers, and they can like enter space within space. So there's like, you know, an extra dimension inside the lockers of Timmy's school, or the creeper kid can use closets to teleport to places and stuff like that. Just kind of trying to come up with a really creative way to come up with this idea of just like this abstract thing, like the monster under the bed. There are some other things that I'm trying to work into the story that haven't made it yet. So I don't know if I should quite talk about them because
give
away some of the mystery when I do get around to it.
Unless you want to give us like an exclusive and not give those God Hate Comics guys like.
Well, what I will say is that creatures like mythical characters like Santa Claus, I've been trying to work out because there was a gag that I made once that Alicia's grandfather, who's a slayer, was trained by Santa Claus because he can sense evil around the entire world. And
that's a fact. That's actually really cool.
Santa actually cool does do that. What are you talking about?
Exactly. And I worked it into the Transyltown lore for just like a gag, but then I was like, you know what, that's a cool idea. And I actually have some things planned for Santa Claus and the type of supernatural being he is, but I'm not gonna get into that yet until that story's prepared.
Cool. Hopefully you know how it comes out in time for a certain month of the
year. But some say some sort of holiday season.
I'm not even sure if I'll be ready by then, but it's actually going to be a big reveal and I will talk about this part, but I want to do a short spinoff series about Timmy's father when he was a kid, and Santa Claus will have a role in that.
That's pretty interesting. Nice. Can I give you a suggestion on how to reach out into the young adult crowd?
How's that?
Put Slender Man in there.
Oh my God, no.
I have actually been thinking about that one, but we'll see about that. I'll give it some more thought.
You want to know how to get the 4chan crowd into it?
What?
How's that?
Get some skinwalkers in there.
You know what I've been thinking about trying to incorporate was something inspired by Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, something with like, because animatronics are kind of scary. Like when I was a kid, I was frightened of them.
Wait.
Do something like that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, like, an annoying YouTube streamer.
Speaking of which, you know, if you want to, I actually saw this movie recently. Speaking of monsters under the bed, have you heard of The Babadook?
No, I haven't.
It's a horror movie from Australia, and it's about a woman who, her husband passed away the day her son was born, and her son is, like, this kind of, like, this sort of demon of a child who's like just like very, very just this a wild child. And they found this like pop-up book and which it has this really creepy creature called the Babadook, and who goes inside your house and invades you and makes you do bad things. And it's actually really good. I really recommend it. Not just to you, but to everyone.
Cool. That sounds interesting. Babadook.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I've heard Babadook. It's on Australian. Netflix. Yep, it's on Netflix.
Okay, cool.
You know what else? What other movie I could recommend because of like monsters under your bed?
What's up?
Little Monsters.
I was gonna say Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
With Jim Carrey?
With Jim Carrey? What?
No, what? Jim Carrey was in Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, Earth Girls Are Easy. Shit, yeah, that's right.
Drew Carey and Jim Carrey should remake Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Let's not get carried away. That should be the line.
Oh, man. So what other questions did God Hates Comic ask you so we can ask before?
So you guys can ask all the same questions?
Yeah. For a more intelligent conversation, you can also check God Hates Comics out tomorrow. Isaiah was on that show too as well, because we all want to support Transyltown Volume 2
or
on Kickstarter.
To be on that show because they're in the future.
Oh yeah, in the future he will be in that show. So.
Create some sort of time paradox.
So last time we also talked to you, we were talking about fighters in video games and all that.
Yeah.
What have you been playing lately?
Not much lately. Probably the same things I was playing then, like Persona 4 Arena Ultimax. Ooh. Super Smash Brothers. Definitely Super Smash Brothers.
Who's your main Super Smash?
Luigi and probably Lucina.
How are you looking, you two?
Lucina's like the new Roy, so I really, really dig her.
Yeah, I dig her a lot. Well, she doesn't have the power of Roy, but I do like that she's not so fixated on like hitting with the tip of her sword like Martha is. Like, yeah. I have a little bit more freedom to be wherever I want to be.
I think in the older Smash Brothers, when Roy and Mart were on there, his Mart's sweet spot's at the tip of his sword, and Roy was further down.
What would you say? Mart's sweet spot was a tip?
Yes. My bad. But seriously, though, you could see it when their swords sparkle right before they hit. Damn it, Jesus!
Keep going. It sparkles when you hit the tip. Okay.
Damn it.
Hey, so is it you're not playing Super Street Fighter V?
Is that out already? That's not out.
I wish it was.
I haven't been keeping up with that. Like, I actually randomly just touched Super Street Fighter IV Super Mega Ultra Turbo Edition again for the first time in like half a year, and was all like, I don't remember how to do these things with these newer characters. I'm just going back to DJ now.
Just pick, yeah. I was like, I just pick Ken and just do Shoryukens.
Just Shoryukens all day.
Yeah. See, Isaiah's my boy. He plays charge characters.
Yeah, man.
None of that quarter circle stuff.
I can't get into charge characters. Too, I can't wrap my mind around them. It's weird.
You have to always easy. Be charging. You're always charging all the time.
All right, yeah. All right. I'll try Guile again. I'll see.
It's flicks. It's just like a series of just like flicks, right?
Yeah.
No. It's more than that.
Well, then I have no idea. Then
you're constantly thinking about like going back to a charge so that your charge moves are always ready.
Okay.
So like if you jump, you go right back to holding down back when you're jumping.
So you can do another somersault.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. So are you excited that they're going to have Charlie back on Super Street Fighter V or Street Fighter V?
Yeah, that was the first thing I saw from the trailers, and I was all like, all right, like this has got my attention now. Charlie's back. That's cool. I'm still waiting to see who else is going to make it into it. But you know how it goes. We're going to get like 15 million versions of Street Fighter V. So
that's how Capcom works, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It'll probably be like 20 years before I see a character I actually really, really love show up. But Charlie's cool.
Which two fighters do you think will specialize in touching tips?
God damn it! Thanks! Sorry, by the way, that's like one of the like first things I noticed about like the early Smash Brothers. I'm like, why does it sparkle? Oh, that's where the sweet spot is. I'm not helping my case. I'm sorry.
And Ryan discovered as a young man, yeah. When tips touch, they sparkle.
God damn it.
Oh, man. Anyways, since you're a comics guy, did you watch Daredevil on Netflix?
Dude, like the weekend it came out, like...
You're one of those guys.
So that I could work on comics in front of the TV and just watch Daredevil all weekend.
And your opinion?
Oh, man, I loved it, man. That show was great. They did a lot of things right. Like, it was dark and gritty, but not in a way that I felt was, like, forceful or kind of immature or just losing the point. Like, it felt like the darkness and the grit really belonged to Daredevil, and they knew how to have fun when there needed to be some sort of levity in it. I really liked a lot of the characters. There were a few things that I couldn't quite get into, but that has to deal with like spoilers and stuff like that, so I won't get too far into that. But like, I really loved the characterization of the Kingpin, because I'm a big Spider-Man guy, and so I'm not that much of a Daredevil guy. So it was really interesting seeing a Daredevil that was more of a fully fleshed out character, because in Spider-Man he's usually always this embodiment, both physically and as a character, of organized crime. And so he's more of a symbol of something than he is of an actual character. And so it was nice to see his character.
Exactly. His character in the comics is always like the dude who has the plan B, you know.
As a Daredevil guy, the Kingpin was always his character. That, you know, that's kind of what I saw, and I didn't like the characterization of the Kingpin. I don't know.
I thought I mean, I'm not done with it yet, but I think it works. Yeah.
I'm not done with it either. I just know that he went on that date, and I'm like, that date was kind of awkward.
He was a very awkward man.
Yeah.
He's a very awkward man in that show.
But, I mean, he looked great. I mean, the Vincent D'Onofrio really looks the part.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he went on, like, Ultra Slim Fast.
Well, I'm sorry, it's not really, so, you can't possibly have a dude as big as like the Kingpin in the comics, you know, where it's like,
yeah. I mean, you can't possibly have a blind guy like running around and, you know, knowing
refrigerator of a man.
Well, I mean, like,
you don't know blind people.
We're talking about the difference between like using a CG Hulk and having a person who really looks like the Kingpin. And I think in this case, I'm sorry, but you can't physically get someone to be that size without resorting to the CG look, which just was not going to belong in Daredevil.
Fat
suit.
It would look fakey, like
immediately.
A muscular. Well, because the Kingpin, his thing is he's pure muscle. You know, so he's not fat. He's pure muscle.
I learned that from the Spider-Man series back in the 90s. He was like kicking Spider-Man's ass. I'm like, how can he kick? Oh, he's pure muscle.
And please forgive me for this because I forgot. You know his name, but
he played Bisk?
No, was he played even better. He played
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan, rest in peace. He filled the suit.
Perfect. Yeah, he did.
He is also a refrigerator of a man, though. He's huge.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still. I'm not gonna talk about the Kingpin because.
Well, anyway, so we already know that it's gonna be renewed for a second season, and Daredevil star, he said he wants Bullseye, Elektra, and the Punisher on the show. So, I don't know how much push pull he has on writing it, but I would like to see the Punisher, especially on the show.
I mean, there are like some little Easter eggs here and there that I kind of picked up on, you know.
You know what I wish we would have seen?
What?
In this series, less Karen Page and more Rosario Dawson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm with you there.
Night Nurse was awesome.
Yeah, Night Nurse was amazing. So.
Yeah. Karen Page's character was, you know, all right. She also made me, like, pull my hair out of my head a lot.
She reminded me of, what's her name from Orange is the New Black?
I didn't see that show.
I haven't seen it.
Piper or whatever. Like, the main character for Orange is the New Black, she kind of reminded me of that. Hmm. I'm going to get a lot of heat about that, but, I mean, some of the characters are so underused, like Night Nurse, and I wish they had more time out there versus Karen Page. And what do you think about Foggy?
I actually really like Foggy a lot. I from what I've seen of people's reactions to him, he's either hit or miss. Like, you either love Foggy or you hate him.
I actually like him. I like him a lot.
Wonderfully flawed little man, and I love him.
He's like the yin to Kingpin's yang in terms of characterization in that one.
Just awkwardness.
Yeah.
they're two sides of the nice guy coin.
Like, I was fully expecting Kingpin to wear fedora during the show.
Stop it.
Well, let's move away from Daredevil.
He just wants his women to be intellectual.
Oh, Sean, thank you for that. But going back to Transletown, we just deviated completely from that, talked about fighters and Daredevil and everything. So this new volume, it's collecting the webcomics, right?
Right.
And, like, how far back does Volume 2 go?
Volume 2 collects issues 3 and 4, or episodes 3 and 4 from the website. And the comic itself on the site is currently on the fifth story. So it's you get this, and you're pretty much caught up to the webcomic.
I actually need to pick that one up then. So, and then once again, can you give us the Kickstarter for the comic before we go into some other nonsense randomly? Because that's what happens.
Yeah, the book is called Transletown Volume 2, Starlight Summer.
And then, of course, we're going to have the Kickstarter link inside of the podcast link. So check that out. Make sure you throw your money at Isaiah. He's a great artist. really, really cool guy. Really good writer also. Also, are you still doing crackers and white wine?
I'm currently in between a handful of projects, so it's really hard for me to stay on top of crackers and white wine, but it is something that is continuous whenever I can get to it.
And then if you want to see some gritty Isaiah instead of the kid friendly stuff, look up his crackers and white wine, which has some really good conversation about, you know, today's like social issues and stuff. So for Comic Palooza, of course, we've been kind of promoting that because we're almost getting there. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Are you excited to see anyone there?
Yeah, I never get to see anyone at conventions because I'm always at my table.
Except for us, because we always goof around your table.
Yeah, you know, I get to see anybody who comes by to see me. I never really lay any stock into trying to go see the stars because I usually get too busy, you know, selling or making commissions or at Comic Palooza, I'll probably be doing a handful of panels. I know for sure I'm on one, and then I'm doing some stuff with my day job at Texas Art Supply. We're helping promote Comic Palooza, so I'm going to be doing some demos during Comic Palooza and before Comic Palooza. So yeah, like I always get like really surprised when I find out who's at these shows, but I never really stay on top of who's going to be there because then I'll just get disappointed and be like, oh man, I can't see Stan Lee.
So let's say, you know, in a theoretical sense, we watched your table, which you don't want that, but if we did, who would you want to go out and see?
I mean, who's there?
Stan Lee is there.
Who else?
Are you a wrestling fan?
Like old school stuff, like from when
Ron
I was a kid.
Ron Simmons.
You got any like NWO type people? Because I'd like our Degeneration X. Because I'd go like crazy. For
what
that.
About like Sting?
Yeah, not really my.
What
kind
about Roddy Piper?
Yeah.
What about Booker T?
I'd go see Booker T. Yeah, but I could just like go to his gym, right?
Pretty much. Man,
you're just.
He's here. Joel Hodgson.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 guy, Joel Hodgson.
No, that wasn't something I grew up on. Are there any Power Rangers there this year?
Oh.
Walter Jones there this year. I always miss Walter Jones.
They have the guy that played the original Godzilla in Japan, Akira Tora something. I apologize.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me either.
Akira Toriyama, of course. Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z and Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, if Akira Toriyama was there, dude, I missed out on at Onicon. I missed out on Jinko Takeuchi. I would have liked to see her.
Oh god, I thought you the said Akira Toriyama was there. Like what? I think they actually don't have Power Rangers there.
That's odd, man. They've been there like a lot. Well,
they have like 80% of the cast of Gotham.
I don't even watch Gotham.
Man, we're gonna find a guest that you're gonna want to go see.
Kevin Eastman.
Nah.
Jeff Smith.
Haley Atwell. No. Robin.
Henry
Sparkles.
Winkler. Hey.
No.
The Fonz.
Yeah, the Fonz is gonna be there.
If you guys would have wanted to see me geek out really one day, there was like, can't remember what show it was. It was a convention over in San Antonio, and I got invited to an after party, and I thought it was just going to be a bunch of artists hanging out. And then I got there and I saw Walter Jones there, and I was like, whoa, okay. And then I looked around and I saw X-Pac and Diesel, and I was like, what?
Well, let's
the guy who plays God, what's that character's name in The Walking Dead? Tyrese. The guy who plays Tyrese was there. And I was just like, what even is this? Why am I here?
What amazing party did I just get into?
Well, let's rewind to last year where you missed out on Kevin Nash being there.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash was there last year?
Yeah.
Damn it.
And you had a table there too. You got to find a sitter for your table just so you can go out and check out some of these guys.
No, because I want to be there to see people, man, and I want to draw. And I mean, yeah, I love conventions, but I really love being on my end of things where I get to see people who enjoy my artwork and stuff like that. And I don't really want to I don't want to get wrapped up into doing the fan kind of thing, because it would keep me from the part of the conventions that I really love. Like, I love being a vendor at cons. Like, I think it's a really super fun experience, and I hate lines too. So
see, Isaiah loves his public, so you should throw money at his Kickstarter.
Exactly.
Just, you know. Oh, Ted DiBiase is going to be there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah, you can ask him to throw money at you.
I think he was in the NWO at one point, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Tommy Dreamer is going to be there.
I don't remember Tommy Dreamer.
He was more like an ECW guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm trying to pull something out. We got to find someone that you're excited for.
It's like, obviously, if Walter Gore's Jones was there, then that would be it.
Yeah, it'd be Walter Jones or Johnny Young Bosch.
So Kyle,
the Black Rangers, man. What?
Kyle Ebert is going to be there.
Nah, it doesn't do it for me.
You know who that is?
No.
The voice of Ryu from Street Fighter.
Still doesn't do it for me.
And he's Kiba in Naruto.
Oh, Kyle Herbert. He's Gohan.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Gohan.
Well, there we go. I mean, there we go. Gohan.
That's my boy. Gohan's my favorite deep Dragon Ball character.
Well, there you go.
You can make him scream.
We got one.
Just but was,
right underneath him, though, is Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Hmm. Bobby the Brain Heenan's going to be there?
Yeah, I'm kind of sad to see him. So, yeah. But at least we got one without going through the whole list. So.
Yeah. that's a victory.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and go on to our musical break. But beforehand, give us all your social media links just so people can marvel at your stuff. I've commissioned some cards from you. I actually commissioned a wrestler from Isaac. I commissioned Stardust, and it came out fantastic.
Stardust makes me want to watch wrestling again.
he's like a Stan from JoJo.
Yeah.
I think he's
John
already
gone. Like a cool guy too.
What's that, Sean?
I think he's already off the program though.
He's almost gone. So, I don't know, Isaiah, he came out at WrestleMania dressed up like Mr. Sinister. I'll find a picture of that and send it over to you on the chat. So, but yes, feel free to do all your social media stuff now.
All right, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and DeviantArt, and all of those are iBruceArtArt, as well as Patreon is also iBruceArtArt. There's my website, brasscomics.com. Where you can read Transletown and Crackers and White Wine, and you can even find Transletown at just transletown.com.
Nice. And, of course, you have Kickstarter leaks on everything, right?
Yeah. The Kickstarter, you can just it's Kickstarter links are always really ugly links, but you can just go to Kickstarter and search under Transletown Volume 2 Starlight Summer.
Or you just click the link that we're going to provide on the podcast link as well.
That, too. So. That's much easier.
But thank you very much for being with us on the show. I'm glad we got you before those God Hates Comic guys.
Oh, wait. I think I have somebody. Papa Shango.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know if I'd go out of my way to meet him, but yeah.
Yeah, but he's a godfather, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's awesome.
He's a great role model for minorities in wrestling.
Oh, man. So we're going to go to our next set. We're going to do a musical break now. This is actually Tech Force. This is a song, New Game Plus. It's a remix featuring Mega Ran and produced by K Murdoch, which I want to say happy belated birthday to him. Really cool single about mixes up like Final Fantasy, Robotech, and Chrono Trigger all together.
Hey, things I like.
And you can find us at TEKFORCE1, techforce1.bandcamp.com. And we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the new Game Plus remix. You already know K Murdoch produced this, but I felt it wouldn't be right if I didn't bring in the other homie. Yeah, you may know him as Random. You may know him as Random. A buys of the name. Mega Ran. Let's go. I'm a collection of concentrated energy, hip-hop and anime, you could call it synergy. Begin when I was younger, Robotech was on the TVC, played it in America all the way to the BBC. When it was over, I turned on the nest, didn't have a lot of friends, but it knew me the best. A double dragon titan, nobody could defeat me, little brother said chill, but I never took it easy. I knew that one day that the real me could shine, and the stupid stereotypes would exit their minds. And if I stayed focused, I would never feel hopeless with myself to the people make it look like they were doing this. I believe in myself and I know that I can. Killing tracks every day like my dude Mega Ran. Annihilation plan about to put in effect. Rebel sprays everywhere. It's the force of the tech. I'm a game of a life in that you can trust. Sometimes it gets hard, but you have to adjust. I keep pressing on and that is a must. I beat the old game. This is the new game plus. I'm a game of a life in that you can trust. Sometimes it gets hard, but you have to adjust. I keep pressing on and that is a must. I beat the old game. This is the new game plus. I'm a game of a life in that you can trust. Sometimes it gets hard, but you have to adjust. I keep pressing on and that is a must. I beat the old game. This is the new game plus. I'm a game of a life in that you can trust. Sometimes it gets hard, but you have to adjust. I keep pressing on and that is a must. Yeah. I beat the old game. This Mega is the new game Ram. Plus.
Yo, it's the new game plus. They might sound familiar, but them dudes ain't us. Remember, we the outcast, you ain't touch. Who kept on pressing on after you gave up? Always lent the helping hand, but somehow you blame us. New weapons and armor, yeah, your dude came up. Fresh cuts now to step the shoe game up. Dudes start a bunch of fights just to prove they tough. We don't do that stuff. From Atari to the Genesis, to start it till we finish it. Keep it going on, cause the potential is limitless. He blessed me, got new XP. Me and Tech Force connect like USB. In the socket, out of pocket, but if you ask me, I don't ever keep it too fancy. No sir, still hungry, ugly, a beast on mice. But in the new game, I got a new lease on life. Let's
I'm
go.
A game of a life in that you can trust. Sometimes it gets hard, but you have to adjust. I keep pressing on, and that is a must. I beat the old game, this is the new game plus. I'm a game of a life in that you can trust. Sometimes it gets hard, but you have to adjust. I keep pressing on, and that is a must. I beat the old game, this is the new game plus.
Yeah, so I'm talking about. I'd like to thank K Murdoch, Mega Ran on the track, Blessed and Nice. I want y'all to rock with it. Come on now, everybody rock with it. Y'all know what it is, Final Fantasy Life. We some true gamers, all right. Now, just get it going. Now, just get it going. Once again, I want to thank the people, everybody that's supporting me to make sure this happens. Don't let life get you down. Don't you dare do that. Because after you beat that new game and it gets hard, check it. Yeah, it's a new game plus. All right.
So that was the remix to New Game Plus from Tech One featuring Mega Ran and produced by K Murdoch. Once again, you can find that at TechForce1, TechForce1.bandcamp.com. He's got an album coming up very soon. I like the track a lot. I just wanted to mention that since we are Space City, we are in Houston, and I wanted to tell everybody that the Rockets just won, because this is when we're recording.
Woo! This is live.
Yes, yeah, it happened actually while we were interviewing Isaiah earlier, and yeah, we are on our way to the semifinals, so hell yeah.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. So yeah. I will take a swig of this. It's literally called Hardcore IPA.
It's called Hardcore IPA.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a swig of this Scotch Silly, which is the Scotch Ale, which is one of my favorite beers.
Mm. And I'm totally finished drinking this Arizona watermelon.
Hey!
Hey! That was so half-assed, but I don't care. The Rockets win. I'm excited.
Exactly. And, I don't care who you are. If you were, in junior high or middle school during, Clutch City and when we beat the Magic and the Knicks, It that was just a magic moment. No matter.
Oh yeah, what. Yeah. It's like it felt like so alive back then. It was with Hakeem Olajuwon
beating the Knicks.
Yeah,
yeah. We swept the Knicks, I believe, right? Did we sweep? No, we didn't sweep the Knicks. We swept the Magic.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying because this is like the Knicks. Man, yeah. Those were different times.
Yeah, this was Patrick Ewing time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, no. Like, I mean, before we had like Olajuwon and Drexler. You know, today we have we have Harden and Howard.
Howard, yep.
So, congrats to the Rockets. You know, they're doing us proud. Sorry, Mark Cuban. You can eat your shorts.
You know what? I'm gonna go watch that YouTube clip of that time Mark Cuban was on Raw and he got RKO'd.
Yeah, in honor of the Rockets win, go check out Mark Cuban getting RKO'd.
Out of nowhere.
So yeah, we're in the semifinals. I got to check our opponents and all that, and it's in a little bit. Big weekend coming up. Like massive, Avengers is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So Avengers 2 is coming out. Heard a lot of like the professional critics are like, I don't like this, but those are professional critics that.
Well, that's how it was back then too. The first Avengers, they were like, yeah, but. Well, the thing is, when the Avengers happened, it was like a dream come true. We always imagined this giant universe for all these superheroes come together. So I didn't really care what the critics say. It was an amazing movie.
Yeah.
It kind of felt like the same way, too. So like right now, where the critics are like, eh. But, I mean, come on. I'm still going to be super, super duper excited about it.
No, exactly. Like, even if the critics are like, what is this Spider-Man going around in the end credits?
which was fake, right?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. It was faked. So, because they didn't say that you had to sit through 40 minutes of credits before you got to the end credit scene.
That's going to be rough because Jill and my wife and I always sit through credits because we just do. That's the thing we do. And even if it's a movie that we know there's no end credit after credit scene, we just sit there because we just want to like, hey, look, that's that guy's name.
So do any of you have your ticket spot already?
Yes.
Man, yeah, I don't.
For like 8:30, I think, on Friday.
See, I actually have to wait until Sunday.
Where are you seeing it, Ryan?
I think we're gonna be at the Marquee in I-10.
Mm-hmm.
The Edwards, I believe.
For that's the IMAX.
Yeah.
Nice. No. I have to wait until Sunday. Jen has to work during those days, so I will be off the internet for 2 days, so I don't get like anything spoiled.
Yeah, off the internet. Well, we have to be off the internet for the past couple of weeks anyway, because England got it first, right?
Well, I think England is just too polite to spoil it.
It's like, oh, sorry, old chap. The
entire nation of England decided no spoilers.
They replaced Spider-Man at the end with Union Jack, so.
Yeah. Yeah. They just subbed out all the references in New York with Liverpool.
Where are you going to go watch it, Sean?
I already got tickets to the Star Cinema Grill down here in Clear Lake.
Time
because I know IMAX is nice, and D-Box seats are nice, but I like the idea of ushers not letting teenagers into the movie theater.
And eating food while
watching. And eating food, yes. But I mean, does that kind of give away my age that's like the priority now? It's like I'd rather see a movie theater with no kids and have beer than it blow my eyeballs out of my head.
What I was gonna do, since I live down south near League City and all that, I was actually just gonna go to Cinemark Movies 12 in Lamarck and only pay $2 to watch it. More than likely, I will be able to sneak beer in if I want.
The thing is, like I live in the city, so I'm like, how much is it? $16. Fuck! Okay, here you go.
No, it's funny. Like over here in Texas City, you pay $2 for or $2.50 if you go in before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. It's like there's, I don't know if anybody recognizes it, but there's a Mall of Mainland down in Texas City. Everything is closed except for Palais Royal that just got just got a World's Gym inside of it, so you can go to Pally Roll and then work out also at World's Gym.
Buy women's clothes and then work out. Awesome.
Yeah.
Do that for your Mother's Day.
So they have a Sears as well, and then they have the movie theater. That's all that's open in that mall. Nothing else is open. So weird. Ryan.
It's never packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Ryan, in a couple of years, you can go over there and be like, this is Vaporwave, because it's like an abandoned mall. Or more like, hey, do you guys remember when Vaporwave was a thing?
Yeah, I don't think Vaporwave is a thing anymore, so whatever.
But no, yeah, that's probably where I'm going to go watch it. My sister's birthday is this weekend, so she wants to go watch it, and we all agreed on Sunday. So, and she lives right by there, so. Sweet. Oh, my Lord. What? Hey, sis, if you're listening to this, we're going to get boozed up at your house and then go watch Avengers right after that.
Nice. Okay, so did y'all watch the Hulkbuster fight? I know it was leaked everywhere. Well, they released it.
No.
I didn't either. I didn't want to watch it.
I've seen the first two trailers. First two trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they said that Vision was going to be appearing in a lot of the trailers, I'm like, I don't want to see this. I want to see Vision.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. Well, I saw Vision, but I like did the one shot at the end of one of the trailers, and I was like, they released the Hulkbuster fight. I'm like, why do I want to watch the Hulkbuster fight on a freaking YouTube video on my tiny ass screen? Then I can watch it in full glory in front of me.
Somebody's shaky hand from like a movie theater.
No, not even. It's just,
no, Marvel like did it.
Marvel released it.
Okay, so here's why. That's to build excitement. I don't know what kind of monitor that you have. Or kind of Oculus Rift that you have that you put in your like head and like some $1,000 like headphones that mm-hmm. give you the sound of a movie theater. But when you go watch the movie theater, it's going to be completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's going to have context, and that's a huge... If you're just going to watch the Hulkbuster fight on your computer, you might as well just be watching a fish tank. You might as well just have like one of those Blu-rays of a burning fireplace.
Right, because DVD
you could just sit there and go like, well, that looks cool, but you have no idea why. You have no idea the circumstances. There's no tension to that.
If you're going to watch the Hulkbuster thing, you might as well just have like one of those homeopathic salt rock lamps in your house.
Yeah, so
you might as well just have like a 10-hour YouTube clip of you. I don't know, like He-Man.
I go, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, seriously, that's
if you're gonna if you're gonna watch the Hulkbuster fight, you might as well have like a giant dream catcher above your head, unironically.
Ironically, yeah. So I've not seen the Hulkbuster fight, so I'm like really really excited to see it happen in the full glory.
And you know what? Going back to what we talked about earlier, Marvel Legends is coming out with the Hulkbuster Build-A-Figure.
So excited! Why?
So. You know, if you're going to watch the Hulkbuster fight, you might as well recreate it with your toys.
Exactly. Well, I bought the Hulk from the Thanos wave. So
who is huge.
He is huge. He's as big as freaking the Green Goblin.
No, he's as big as the packaging.
Yeah, he's so heavy. It's awesome.
Is he a good Hulk?
Yeah, no, he's cool. I've got him in the Avengers wave Hulk too, like the first Avengers. And those guys are both like massive and... Jen was over the other day and I'm over there like trying to make them kiss and she's like, what are you doing? And it's like two green giants kissing, you know. It's well, that comes out this Wednesday or when is it? When
Thursday.
Thursday.
I have the earliest possible ticket at Star and that was like 7 o'clock on a Thursday.
Thursday, wow. Yeah. I have a few coworkers gonna see it on 8:30 on Thursday. I'm gonna see it on Friday.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you guys aren't listening enough to give us press passes to go to a press screening. So, up
that. I know, Chris Evans, if you're listening.
No, yeah. No. Like everybody else, up your listening game. You know, share us or whatever. Get us up to like 50,000 listens. We'll get like half a press ticket to go or something.
Make sure Kevin Feige listens to this.
You're going to like text me and be like, Sean, give me your ticket. Write press on top of it. This press pass.
Well, if we didn't get it for Avengers, maybe we'll get it for Star Wars.
Ooh.
Yep. Start planting the seed now.
Yes.
So
JJ Abrams, if you hear this.
Please. Exactly. Just retweet us at JJ Abrams. I'm assuming this is Twitter. I don't know.
BB-8. you're our only hope.
Yeah, BB-8. Oh, I love BB. By the way, I want to get that. It's $150. That's fine. I want BB-8. That's funny. Is it BBVA or our soccer stadium?
Yeah. Oh my! And it's orange like our Dynamo.
Yes.
What a coincidence.
BB-8 should be the Dynamo's mascot.
We should change our name from the Houston Dynamo to the Houston Droids.
Yeah, Houston Droids.
Dude, that would be BB-8. The Houston Star Warriors.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Star Wars and all that, May the 4th is coming. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's a good, you know, reason to celebrate, whatever, you know, if you're a fan of Star Wars and stuff.
Now, there's actually a reason to celebrate Star Wars again.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, for a while there, it was just kind of just like, it was slowly fading. Like, there wasn't anything happening with it. It was just like, you had those prequels that just left the taste in everybody's mouth.
And I can totally validate my Boba Fett tattoo once again.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, guys, look, Boba Fett.
What's up?
Do you think that they're going to... They have to rescue him back and have him show up in the movie again. I mean,
As much as I want that to happen, you know, it's like, what were you doing? I was in a plant for 30 years. You know, that's not going to happen. But
yeah, no, maybe he just like blew out of the Sarlacc, like, but we didn't know that.
Well, as soon as everyone just turned around,
yeah, he was like, "Hey guys, I'm out of here." You know, I'm fucking Boba Fett.
Yeah, I mean, there's like the off-screen resurrection. You know, things have been said, but there's also the Star Wars anthology, like film series.
Mm-hmm.
So that could do something with Boba Fett. You know, have a Boba Fett film.
What if they have someone dressed like Boba Fett?
Like another Mandalorian?
Yeah.
They're going to.
Would that be good? Would that be like...
No,
it's not. That would satisfy people?
You're not going to have that same... Mandalorians don't have like uniform costumes. They have, you know, the same armor, but it's not the same colors.
What if it is like the same colors? What if it's like something that's just like, I have the colors of Boba Fett? And you're sitting there going like, who's actually under the mask? And then they pull it back and it's like in three Ewoks stacked on top of each other.
It's like, we're just kidding. We're Bob's feet, not Boba Fett.
what if in the after credits, Star Wars, you just see a wall and then like a laser cuts through it and then Boba Fett goes, man, I've been there too long. And it fades to black.
Nah, that was 2:10. I would rather have him like, you know, like you see the sand and everything, and just have like his hand come out, you know, from where the Sarlacc pit ate him.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
You suck at filmmaking.
Yeah.
I have been dead for too long, man. That is like
that's. Not I've the been first dead game. For too long.
I've been dead for too long. Or what's a giant monster thing from not the Sarlacc, the thing that tried to eat the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, the space worm?
The space worm. It's just going rawr, and then you see someone punch it in the face, and I'm just like, Boba Fett.
He's just like, Boba's back, bitch.
Boba's back, bitch.
No, when you were like, I've been dead for too long, the next line that came to my mind was, and now I must return to my home planet like Poochie. From
Poochie. I was just like, you know, light falls on him, and it goes back to where Mandalorians are from. Mandaloria or whatever.
Mandaloria.
You know, speaking of that, real quick, I was riding around with my bosses today, and they're from Salt Lake City, and I mentioned that we were Houstonians,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, what? They're like, what is Houstonian? Is that what they're called? And I'm like, yes. And like, well, what about Dallas? Are they like Dallasites?
Yeah, they're all Dallasites, right?
They're Dallas holes.
Take that, Mavericks.
But it's funny, like, since they're from Salt Lake City, she came from a city outside of Salt Lake City that I wish I remembered, but because there are so many Mormons in Salt Lake City, their city had integrated themselves as a rebellious group of people from the Book of Mormon. I don't know. It was just crazy, and I was like, that's awesome. So it's like fan fiction for Mormons.
So did you find out what people from Salt Lake City are called?
She said they don't have anything.
They're just, I'm from Salt Lake City. That's it. I'm not a Houstonian. I'm not an Austinite. I'm not a Dallasite.
That's so boring. Or no, Dallas Hole, remember.
Dallas Hole, sorry.
Dallas Hole.
Copyright Sean DeFleur.
Come at me, Dallas.
Yeah.
So I'll take all your cocaine.
So that was kind of funny. So aside from May the 4th, there will be the, of course, May the 4th art show with Warhouse Studios. When is that going on?
I think on May 2nd and May 3rd, I think.
So it really won't be on the 4th. That weekend of the 2nd and 3rd, there will be the Star Wars art show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of fun last year. A lot of great pieces.
Okay, hold on. I'm checking it out. Yeah, it's Saturday and Sunday.
Times?
12 p.m. and to start, and then I think it's 6 to 6 p.m. and same thing on Sunday. Well, on 2500 Summer Street here in Houston.
So we'll include a link in the podcast description for the address and all that on that. I remember that's Dandy Warhol and his crew. They actually have a license from LucasArts or LucasFilms to do whatever they want with Star Wars stuff. So,
are they going to have Sailor Jerry? Or not Sailor Jerry. Deep Eddie, yeah.
Well, it does say here $5 at the door, but complimentary drinks from our sponsors.
Yes.
I got very tore up last year, by the way.
Yes, I remember.
There is no asterisk on that complimentary, by the way. You could pretty much. You want to leave a tip, but that's it.
Also, while we're off the air, Isaiah reminded us that Texas Art Supply on Montrose is going to be having a live art show that's going to be kind of in conjunction with the live art show for Comic Palooza. Do you remember what else he said, Ryan?
No, it's going to be a Texas Art Supply. It's on Montrose. You can also Google if you want an exact address. It's going to be from 1 to 4.
Oh, 1 to 4. There you go.
Yep.
And so Isaiah, along with a lot of other artists, are going to be doing some live art out there.
At Comic Palooza, so it's going to be really cool. So you're going to get a little bit of a preview of Comic Palooza there.
And that's always fun to watch. Live art is amazing. Hopefully we'll have some. Oh, never mind. I can't talk about that yet. And on Saturday, one of our coolest days of the year, Free Comic Book Day.
FCBD, guys.
Yeah. And as usual, well, not as usual, because this year we'll be helping promote BetaCon and Wizard World, or Wizard World, formerly BetaCon.
Yes, it's Wizard World. All hail Wizard.
All hail Wizard. That'll be at Third Planet. We'll be there probably in the morning, just hanging out and chatting around, because later on that afternoon, Ryan has some Filipino duties to do.
Yes, because Pacquiao is going to fight Mayweather, and as a Filipino, I have to watch it, and as a Filipino, I need to cheer. It's our bylaws.
And as an ex-boxing fan, it's just like professional wrestling. It's rigged.
Yeah, that is true.
So, I mean, come around, say hi to us.
They have a Bob's Burgers free comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, Jill wants to. My wife wants to go grab one. So.
So maybe if you're good, Sean, we'll bring you one.
Nice. And can I say it's so nice of Will Zard to donate all these free comic books from his massive library.
Yes. All the comic books that actually is from Will Zard. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
Yeah, he's actually on the moon right now, so he's gonna beam all those comics down to all the comic book stores. Like, it's incredible technology and everything
for the children. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hashtag FTC for the children.
Oh, the tick one. Oh my god! I'm just looking at the list. And I'm just like, dang.
Yeah.
Like,
also, if y'all don't
that also, tick comic book.
Also, Free Comic Book Day, a lot of comic book stores also have a lot of sales, so you gotta keep an eye out on that.
And a lot of, you know, drunken men, like last year at Third Planet. I mean, No, so on that note, we're going to go ahead and close off the show. Big old weekend. Do what you guys got to do, want to do, etc. You know, you got your Avengers, you got May the 4th, you got Free Comic Book Day, that Texas Live Art Supply thing. Just
May the 4th art show.
Yeah, it's just going to be crazy this weekend. Have fun, be safe, and let us know what you think of everything. You know, we're going to post this on Facebook. Give us a little comment. Say, yeah, I'm going here, I'm going there, etc.
Oh, and one last thing before we go. Obama earlier said that he thanked Japan for anime and manga. I am not joking about that.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, and karaoke.
And karaoke. He said, so the Prime Minister of Japan was like, said a bunch of stuff about Japanese, I don't know, whatever. And then Obama was like, thank you, Japan, for things we like from Japan, like karate and manga.
Oh my God, you're not making this up.
No, I am not. No, I am
and
not.
And of course, emojis.
And emojis, yes. I'm like, thanks, Obama.
What? Man. Two-term presidents are the best.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I'm on my way out. I can say anything I want.
Well, it's our American duty to say thank you. So, you know? So, yeah. Once again, make sure to check out Isaiah Broussard's stuff. We're going to have a link to the Kickstarter on the podcast link. Check it out. Support him. Stuff is really awesome. I mean, he does an outstanding job to do an all-ages comic. And that's something that you don't see today very much.
Yeah. People are always trying to be dark and edgy. I'm looking at a UDC. And and I say it's trying to, like...
Bring everybody in.
Not when people think of it like it's family, it's for kids. No, it's not. It's the humor. It goes from child to adult. It's
exactly.
Yeah.
Let the kid in yourself out, man. Everything don't have to be Daredevil. Sometimes it can be Power Pack.
Nice one. But remember, write me at jesus@toycrack.com in case you need some figures. Let me know what you need.
I want some Marvel Legends, man.
I actually don't.
Some of that molded plastic.
That's not really my email. I would laugh if some like other jesus@toycrack.com got a bunch of people like, dude, I need these, please, you know. But let's see what else. That's about it. Stay tuned for our giveaway on Comicpalooza. Check out our post and everything that we're going to make. Once again, God Hates Comics and also the Warp Pod will be doing their own giveaways. And so if you really want to go to Comicpalooza with Warp Pack, check out all their shows. Find out how to enter their giveaways as well.
You and, want to be there. Seriously.
Yeah, with all those guests, it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm.
You could totally be breathing the same air as Summer Glow.
And if you pay enough money, you can hover hand her.
Exactly.
Oh man, I want to hover hand Summer Glau. Oh, let me go home. Dude, I want to hover hand Jeremy Renner.
Wow.
I would totally hover hand Haley Atwell. Just saying.
I want to pay.
I would hover hand her and call her m'lady.
I want to pay Ted DiBiase to let me hoverhand him.
Or have Ted DiBiase hoverhand you.
Oh, no, it'd be me hoverhanding him because everybody's got a price.
Virgil would take that money.
Oh, man. So it went offline, but I was like earlier, but when y'all mentioned it, I went to lonelyvirgil.net, and it is very, very sad. It's just him by himself in his boot and no one around. Guys visit it and you feel hilarious and it's sad.
Well, I didn't want to like leave off on a sad note or anything, but thanks, Ryan.
Sorry.
So for myself, Sean, and Ryan, good night, Space City.